Taking it home with Farmer Greg, wrapping up our urban farming hour. I would definitely say that's probably an industry that's got some renewed interest, and maybe not because of necessarily current events, and you're worried about the food supply, but maybe you just suddenly have the time that you never had before.
And there's both of those.
There are. And so we're talking permaculture this hour, and we've got, like every broadcast we have about three times the amount of bullet points as we've got time left to cover them all. Take it away with what's the most important to focus on here.
There you go. So yeah, I want to kind of wrap it in a ball for you. First of all, our class today, and I didn't plan it this way, it just happened to work out this way. Our free class at 9 a.m., at iwanttogarden.com this morning is an hour-long presentation on introduction to permaculture. So if you're interested in permaculture and working with nature, I have a whole hour that I'm doing starting in about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That worked out real. Yeah, exactly. So permaculture has a lot of concepts in it. And one of my favorite concepts in permaculture is this concept of stacking functions. Now, I learned about permaculture in 1991, and I learned about stacking functions back then. Fast forward, I went back to college in 1999, and I was studying urban planning at Arizona State University. And in one of my transportation planning classes, he started talking about something called trip stacking. So when you go out to do errands, you don't go to the grocery store and come home, and the drugstore and come home, and the doctor and come home. What you do is you leave home, you go do your three errands, and then you come home. It's called trip stacking. In permaculture, we call that stacking functions. It's the same concept in our yard. We have one asset, call it a chicken. What does our chicken do for us? So in an industrial chicken, chickens are generally good for one or two things. They provide eggs or meat. In my permaculture landscape, we have chickens, and they do a lot more for that. What, you have chickens, don't you, Romy?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, and what do they do for you in your yard?
An awful lot.
Yeah, they eat bugs, they eat weeds, they dig. I'll tell you what, chickens are master diggers, better than dogs. They're helping us manage our landscape. They mow my backyard grass, which is, if you know me, you know how much I dislike managing grass. And we have hens that lay eggs every day, so we get eggs every day. So we have this one asset called a chicken, and it does multiple different things for us. And so that's what we call stacking functions, is, how do we look at an asset and make it do multiple things for us? That makes our life easier.
I've got one tree in our orchard that, however it happened, Bermuda grass started growing around the base. And
yep.
I paneled it off with chain link panels. And all the chickens that were past their prime laying, we just put them in there with water. And we get an egg every now and then. But they've got that Bermuda grass completely cleared out of there.
Yeah.
And it'll grow back. So it's not a Bermuda grass killing solution, but I also don't want to dump anything on there because it's under my lime tree. So it's my prevention tool.
Right. I had a friend of mine about a dozen years ago contact me and say, "Hey, Greg, we have scorpions in our HOA public area, and we're thinking about getting chickens." And I said, "That's brilliant. Do it."
Chickens and guineas.
There you go. They love the bugs. So, we're just in permaculture, we're just looking for solutions like that.
And it's hard combination, but, things, a lot of other animals out there enjoy chickens. And, a dog will protect them. You just have to find the right dog.
Yeah.
Because it could also have the reverse effect as well if you get the wrong dog.
Right. Exactly. And, remember I said I live near Bethany Home and 16th Street. About 4 years ago, we lost some chickens to bobcats. And since then, I've discovered we have raccoons, bobcats. I knew coyotes and foxes and hawks and owls. They all will take out your chickens. So if you're going to put chickens in your backyard, even in the city, you got to build a predator-proof coop.
And you don't have to keep them in there. That can just be where you put them at night and let them out during the day. Night. And they learn where they roost. They'll put themselves to bed, and you just go lock the door.
Yeah. This is putting animals for service in our yards. We have two feral cats in the backyard that help us with the rats. Because you know what? We live in the desert. We live in Phoenix. We have pack rats in the desert, and we have roof rats in the city. And, it's like they're there to help.
Yes, they are. I can't tell you how ridiculed I got last time I suggested using a cat for rat control, but...
Really?
But it works.
They're outdoor feral cats. We feed them and we take care of them. They're our pets. They're feral. And, occasionally they'll take out a rat. That's what they do.
And we use that same practice at our house.
Yay. So that's permaculture. I like to call it the art and science of working with nature. If you're interested in a permaculture hour-long introduction class, we've got it coming up in about 6 minutes at iwanttogarden.com.
Farmer Greg, we appreciate it. Have good turnout for that class, and good luck with your 5-gallon bucket tomato plants. We'll have to get an update on those as we have you back next month.
Next month, absolutely. I'm in.
Sounds good. UrbanFarm.org or .com, right?
And then UrbanFarm.org.
.org.
UrbanFarm.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
.org. And then if you want the class starting here shortly, I want to garden.com. It's Rosie on the House. Our 8 o'clock hour wrapped up. We've got 9 o'clock, our On the House hour. We're going to be talking about permits. You want to get something done around your home, castle, or cabin project-wise? Make sure you've got legal and correct paperwork in place. We'll tell you how to do that next with Green's Home Design here at Rosie on the House.